2011, the writer Maria Popova wrote in The Atlantic that we are in the age of data, and that's no more true than in the realm of government. Projects that distribute huge sums of data to the public, like the White House Open Government Initiative, would have been unthinkable a few years ago. Now, many governments are becoming more open to distributing information to basically whoever wants it. The question becomes, what do we do with it all? The state of Illinois is about to give out a lot of data, and they're trying to make sure that citizens have the tools to use them properly. The state is rolling out something called the Open Data Portal, which makes available everything from traffic stats to information about local hospitals to building permits. Today, on the campus of the University of Illinois, the Open Data Portal is holding something called the Open Technology Challenge. Joining me to talk about it is Dan O'Neill, who helps cities in Illinois get data online. He also co-founded the website EveryBlock. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
And joining me in studio right now is Brant Houston, who is the Knight Journalism Investigative Reporting Chair and was one of the first journalists in the country to extensively use data in his reporting. Hello, Brant.
Hello.
All right, so Dan, tell me a bit about the Open Technology Challenge.
Sure. The Illinois Open Technology Challenge is a project that pulls together government, developers, and community members into a common mission to use data and technology to solve problems.
So what does that mean exactly, using data to solve problems?
Yep. So you referenced the Illinois Open Data Portal, which is at data.illinois.gov. And that contains lots of the data that you described, so crime and building inspections and restaurant inspections and things along those lines. And the idea is that government bodies like the city of Champaign can publish that data, and then developers and community members and journalists and other interested parties can come in and take that data and make it into useful technology that can help people in their daily lives. So that would be things along the lines of, you know, apps that show you where, the nearest restaurant, whether it got a good score or a bad score in their most recent restaurant inspection, things along those lines.
Absolutely. Well, I did want to ask, Brant, specifically about this, that data is only as useful, I think, as kind of the intermediary that gets in the way and makes it useful. So what are some examples from your world as a journalist where people have taken data and made something that helps a community?
Well, we have a local project here I wanted to mention because it connects to what Dan was saying. We've been working on putting restaurant inspection reports up on our website at cu-citizenaccess.org, which has turned out to be a very popular thing for us to do. And that's great. People can go to the website and see what restaurants have failed their inspections, and eventually they'll see the ones also who have passed them. But we've actually had the public say, when can you make an app for us so that we can, on the way to the restaurant or standing outside the restaurant, can actually see what its inspection scores have not only been recently but over time. So there's an idea of making the data available, also visualizing it. So you could actually see a little chart graph out of the data, seeing how the inspection scores have gone up and down over the years. One that we're really excited about working on, and that certainly the Open Data Project is thinking about, is doing the same kind of things with nursing homes and in-home healthcare. There are a lot of inspection records and lots of records about nursing homes and other services for the elderly. And so to take data about that and make it more usable for citizens and for journalists to report on, I think is a big step forward. So I'm very excited about this project.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, you started, and correct me if I'm wrong, you started working on EveryBlock before this project came out from Illinois. EveryBlock's a website that makes information available and then makes it locally applicable. So you take things like, say, crime reports or building permits or restaurant inspections and then localize it to a person's neighborhood. Is that something you would like to see happen for the whole state?
I think that EveryBlock is a really good example of the kinds of apps and technology you can use to make public data better. I think it'd be perfectly fine if EveryBlock or other websites were all over the state. I think the most important thing is that people inside communities use the data and the technology to solve problems and to create technology that works for them. So whether it's an outside, if it's an outside force that, you know, like MSNBC.com now owns every block, and if they want to expand to Champaign or Urbana, that'd be awesome. But I think that the great thing about tonight at 6 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library on Green Street, we're going to get together as a community. And there's going to be a lot of really smart technologists who are really interested in this. And we're going to have Brant and others on his team who are journalists who are great practitioners at this kind of stuff. We're going to have government members from, including Mark Tolson, the director of IT for the city of Champaign. And the missing ingredient currently, because this is our second meeting, the missing ingredient is regular residents of the city of Champaign. And that, of course, includes students, and it includes residents who are not connected with the university. We need people to come and tell us what your needs are, what your community issues are, and how you and learn about the data and how you think the data can serve your needs.
I don't want to use the word bounty, but you are putting up a prize, essentially, for people who develop useful applications. What did you find in the first meeting? What kind of applications were people coming up with?
People were interested in some of the data that the city has published, including tree data. There is a really great data set, and I've been around the country and seen lots of civic data, and it's probably the best tree database that I've ever seen. 23,000 really good descriptions of every tree that's in the public way in Champaign, which means, of course, like in the parkway or on public property. So there was a lot of interest in that because it was really specific. I think maybe an app that allows you to also enter private trees. Brant and his team, as he referenced, talked about restaurant inspections. They've done great work on their site and in their publication around restaurant inspections. And I think that, you know, helping that team out and making an app that serves people, there's already an audience for it, as Brant mentioned. People are deeply interested in this, and they are all around the country. Certainly what you put in your body and whether or not it'll make you sick is an area of great pop culture interest.
Well, actually, that brings up an interesting story about data that was that came up recently, which was a newspaper in New York who published, using a data set, published the addresses of gun owners in their particular area. And a lot of critics said that that actually could have been a misuse of data in some way because it brought attention to the people who did not have guns, which could potentially be dangerous for them. Also, there are some privacy concerns with that. I mean, do you feel like those kind of things will continue happening while we're going through this learning curve?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you haven't used data for that much and you don't read history, you might miss the point that their responsibilities, and some people say ethics, and just experience that shows that people are happy to get knowledge, but when it gets into where they think it's crossing the line to privacy, they really want to know why you're putting data up there. We have a public that's very interested in it, but they don't want it up there just because we could do it.
Right.
And in fact, I believe that newspaper is taking it down. If they'd done a little research, they would have found out that the same issue happened in Memphis, and without having context or a point to it, you can end up in some really troubling moments. If they had, say, mapped out where assault weapons are in your town, or people have applied for them, I don't think they would have gotten the same blowback they did from the community.
Right.
If you're working together on making information more available in a meaningful way, you're definitely going to improve the community, and at least from the news side, you're going to be a little bit more specific about what you're reporting on and what people really need to know and want to know.
This could be the Hail Mary that saves journalism.
Won't go that far, but every step by step, step by step.
Absolutely. Well, Brant Houston, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dan O'Neill, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
And where can people find out more about the upcoming challenges?
Two things. You can come to the Champaign Public Library tonight at 6 o'clock on Green Street, or you can just go to IllinoisOpenTech.org. That's IllinoisOpenTech.org.
You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580.